USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.